Unit 9. A remarkable event caused by the wind.
I would like, really, to give a little background to this. My daughter is the only girl in England, and at one stage was the only girl in the world, that held private pilot's licenses for hot air balloons, gas-filled balloons, and light aircraft.
Really?
And among other things, she's flown across the Channel twice.
Yes.
But the particular story...
When you say flown, you mean in a balloon?
Oh, yes.
Do you say in a balloon or on a balloon?
In a balloon. You fly a balloon, strange as it may seem.
Right.
But this particular instant, she was using what we call a Humpty Dumpty hot air balloon. That is, you have no basket at all. You have a harness strapped on you, like a parachute harness, which is attached to the bottom of the balloon. And the idea is you jump and you float gently up in the air, and then you come down and you land and you repeat the procedure. Very exciting.
I see, it's a sort of sport on its own, quite different from ballooning with a basket.
Yes, this was one which was pioneered by an extraordinary airman called Brainy Dodds in 1920. Then I revived it a few years ago, and my daughter was so keen and so enthusiastic, she'd hook on.
Yes.
This particular day, we were at Teddington, and she was going to do a film sequence for Magpie.
I see.
You do it in the park, do you?
Yes, just opposite the studios.
They have
a ground there, two or three football pitches. Mm. Well, it was rather windy this day, and we weren't really keen on doing anything until later on, but the camera crews asked us if we'd mind doing just a little lift-off so they could position their cameras.
I see, yes.
Now, because it was dangerous, and we knew it was dangerous, we attached a very long and strong rope to Christine's harness.
Yes.
I beg your pardon, I'm absolutely wrong there, to the load ring above.
That's the bottom of the balloon.
The bottom of the balloon has a load ring, and we'd got the rope tied off on there, so that if we pulled on the rope, it wouldn't affect her.
Yes.
And the harness, her harness is attached to this load ring.
Yes, by two special quick-release devices.
Yes.
Right.
Anyway, we got her up. They said, fine, position okay, stop. So we came down, and just as she was coming down to the ground, it was the most tremendous gust of wind. It really was as strong as anything I've ever felt. So I shouted to her, cut. Now, instantly, she reached up, flicked her two quick releases, and dropped on the ground unharmed.
Just a few feet, she fell.
A matter of 2 or 3 feet.
Yes. And that's what you meant her to do?
Yes, this is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, if you can imagine what happened, suddenly we take 8 stone off the bottom of the balloon.
Right.
The balloon went up in the air, caught all the wind coming over the trees.
And she was taken up again?
No, she was on the ground, perfectly safe, unharmed.
Yes.
But the balloon went up. And because of the tremendous build-up in wind, it tore the rope out of our hands.
I see.
The rope then hit her, wrapped round her waist, and carried her up 40 feet below the balloon.
Yes.
And because the wind was so strong, it swept her right through the wire surrounds of a tennis court.
She was sort of tied on
a long way
below the balloon.
Yes. She couldn't reach the controls. She couldn't release herself. She was absolutely helpless. Well, you can imagine the horror in my mind, seeing my daughter go away. So I shouted, and we all ran, trying to follow her across the road. And then, of all things, she smashed against the side of the studio on the opposite side of the road. And, of course, immediately the rope uncoiled.
Yes.
Yes.
And she fell something between 35 and 40 feet onto a path. Well, I was the first one to get to her, and naturally enough, I thought she'd be dead.
Yes.
But I found she was just conscious and breathing. We rang for the ambulance, and it seemed to take ages to come.
Yes,
I must admit that I'm a very even-tempered person, but I was extraordinarily rude.
Yes.
Because, they seemed to take so long.
And you were so agitated, of course.
Very agitated. Yes. Well, they took her into West Middlesex Hospital, and it was discovered that she had literally a shattered pelvis. It's the only word for it. It wasn't fractured. It was completely shattered.
Yes.
But by some miracle, she had no internal injuries, and her helmet protected her skull. So that wasn't fractured. And although she had 6 months in hospital, and to this day has a completely arthrodazed hip, she is alive.
Yes.
And what's more, she's happily married, she has a baby son. But this accident cannot happen because you're free, the balloon is free.
Yes.
You see, you could say it is an unkind act of fate that having done everything correctly, she was borne aloft by the balloon.
Yes.
And then having fallen 40 feet, which is medically impossible to survive if you hit a hard surface because of the deceleration, she is alive and happily married and drives a car.
It's quite remarkable, isn't it? It's a really remarkable escape.
It's one of the most remarkable ballooning escapes that I have heard in my life, because I've been ballooning now.